Well, and you don't see, I see one more going up in Bentwood. I saw it just going up the other day. But when they, the way they changed the policies here in San Angelo, because, you know, woodshake wicks have to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having it, we have to put a deck underneath them, which obviously means they're not going to last very long. And they can expand them and do a bunch of stuff to make them work. But you don't see hardly any woodshake roofs around
here
anymore.
They're so expensive to replace. You're talking $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to replace a woodshake roof. If you have a property where you've got a double layer comp roof, we'll insure it as long as it passes an insurance inspection and our roofer says that it's an insurable state. We'll insure a double comp layer roof.
An overlay is what she's talking about.
An overlay.
Yeah. Okay. And so we're talking about how many overlays?
Two.
Okay.
Two.
Okay. That's a real important to know too. You'll see some houses and if you look at them, you can literally go peel four or five different color shingles off of it. The weight gets bad. It's just a bad situation for the house and for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two's usually kind of a good rule of thumb. Maybe you see some with three, but two's a good rule of thumb. But you get too many. Just think how heavy those shingles are. And most houses, the bones of the house mm-hmm. are made for a shingle roof,
right.
not four shingle roofs.
Right. So and then, well, you're talking bending. Now several layers of shingles.
Yes.
Plus now you have a lot of snow and ice, so that's not going to be pretty.
Add more weight to it.
Yeah, when your house, when it goes Kaloom.
We also have a very reputable roofer that we work with in San Angelo that checks out roofs for us to make sure it's an in-state, an insurable state.
Well, let's rehash that too. What you just said, Slid brought up, but get it pre-inspected. How huge is that?
It's huge, because who has money after they've already used all their money for their down payment and their closing cost, and then the insurance company comes in after your first time home buyers have already spent all their money getting into the house, and then oh by the way, you know what? You need a new roof. Well. That's not going to be good for anybody. They're going to come back to you as the real estate agent and say, why did you sell me this house if you knew it wasn't going to be insurable? You know, real estate agent, I think you need to cough up about $7,000 to $10,000 and put a new roof on the house. You know, let's just avoid it. Let's get your buyers during their option period. So if there's anything that we need to be repaired, you know, we can have you add it to the amendment of the contract in order to get those insurability repairs met.
And what Mary's saying, and I agree with her 100%, if there's a problem, let's know about it up front, not after the fact. We
right.
can fix problems up front. After the fact, you can fix them, but not for free.
Right. Well, now, then you get the seller involved and try to get them to pay part of those costs.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, in a CLUE report, a lot of people, I don't know if they're familiar with the CLUE report.
Well, let's talk about it.
CLUE report
what is a CLUE report?
It's kind of like a Carfax, but for your house.
Good example.
Every quote that we run, we pull a CLUE report on every house. And because there's some things that maybe the seller didn't disclose, that there was a fire, there was a large, you know, water claim, there was a theft claim. So we are able to kind of tell you the history of the house by pulling that CLUE report.
So that means, folks, if you know there's a problem, just say it. I tell you this when you go get your loan. When you have a problem in your house, tell your realtor, tell your insurance people up front. Because you know what? We're here to help.
We're like private investigators of property.
And
we're
if you tell us, we're going to figure out it. If you don't tell us, we can't fix it. If you tell us, we go, okay, we have a problem. Here's some solutions. You wait till the end and say, we have a problem, and now you just eliminated my three solutions mm-hmm. because you didn't tell me up front.
Well, right. Say when the CLUE report is run and we get a derogatory remark on it, well, now maybe we're going to require an inspection of inside the home because it just all depends. This person may have been claims happy, had large claims, that type mm-hmm. of large expenses. So they're going to be more thorough in looking at the inside of the house as well.
You know, and with us, we have 30 different customer service reps that are available in our offices. If you think you're going to file a claim, let's call us. Let's discuss it before we file the claim. Let's take into consideration, you know, what's your deductible? Do you really want to file a claim because you dropped your cell phone in the pool? No, you don't. So let's be smart. There's a lot of insurance companies out there that you call in, you're voicing your concern to them, and what they're doing is they're dinging you and you don't even know it. You wouldn't believe it, the amount of zero paid claims that we see, especially by our competition. There's one particular company I'm not going to name, but a zero paid claim counts against you in the insurance market. So let's call, let's talk about it. Let's take into consideration the deductible. You know, is it only going to cost you, you know, we're only going to pay $100 after you met your deductible? Then let's not file the claim. Let's be smart about it.
Mm-hmm. And she's 100%. In fact, people can get a ding on them, not just the house.
Absolutely.
You keep calling
and it will follow
stuff,
them.
It follows you.
And you know, all of a sudden you go, well, I'm going to buy this house and you told me my insurance was range about this much and it's twice. It's not the house, it's you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. A claims happy person isn't going to get the same discounts that somebody that really thinks out the claims process before they file the claim.
Folks, I mean, common sense. You can hear the commercials about you can have an accident, we don't raise your rates. Think real, real hard. Let's use common sense. If an insurance keeps paying you money and money over and over time for something, you're going to be higher than some person they don't pay any money to.
Right.
Common sense. You don't even have to know anything about insurance or anything. Figure it out. That's common sense. Okay, we're going to get, when you see Mary on the street, I want you to ask her a question because I'm going to give her a shame on you. We had our foundation guy in here. He said the biggest problem of slabs cracking and breaking was not having gutters. So I want you to see Mary. I want you to say, Mary, do you have gutters on your house yet?
Husband, you better get them up there.
Yeah, see, I'm familiar with that kind of talk. But seriously, not only for your insurance purposes, but for your foundation. What she's talking about, when you have those rains, when it floods in your house, that means it's also means it's coming down and hitting there when it doesn't flood in your house and messing up your slab. So it's bad for every reason there is. And I don't sell gutters, but I'm going to tell you, it's a huge deal for, and you brought up another reason why we have to have them.
Yeah, I need a gutter man.
You need a gutter man. But again, if you see Mary, say, hey, Mary, how about them gutters?
Oh.
Now we'll see if anybody listened.
I'm Selena, shamed.
You want to end us up?
I'm Selena, and I sure would like to help you out with any insurance. Now, what I tell you that I do is we have a quote sheet that I'm going to ask you several questions, and sometimes people might think that we may get a little too personal, but the reason I'm asking is because I am trying to help you get the best that you need to make sure you get the full coverage that you deserve.
Yeah, you want to make sure you have the full coverage now, not then. You know, my parents had a house fire in San Antonio a million years ago, and found out, you know what, there's a big difference in replacement cost and not
absolutely.
Cost.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So
everything
sure
that we quote is replacement cost. We do not quote an actual cash value policy.
So and sure also, let me just interrupt right quick. Also, we want to make sure that you're covered for what your house is valued at and what you're paying for it. Some people may buy it at $100,000, but it's actually worth $400,000, and they only want to insure it for $150,000.
Okay, I'll take all those houses.
Yeah.
So
okay. So
houses.
Then, I mean, we're not providing all the best insurance for our clients. So we want to make sure and get them the coverage that they need to cover the full value of their home.
Absolutely, because if your house burns down, you're going to want $400,000 in order to replace your house, not $100,000.
Yeah. Or six.
Not $150,000.
But we have to be within reason also.
Hey, folks, I get some good information today. Real, real good information. If you missed it, you can always go to sallison.com, and you can hear it on our website again. Take care. We'll catch you next Sunday.